I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. The FDA has just approved a new drug. Well, it's not a new drug. It's an old drug. It's been around for a while. It's called Dovato. It had been initially approved for people with no known resistance to the two components of the pill you have to take every day, and with no history of antiretroviral treatment. Well, that locked a lot of people out. That's changed. The FDA has approved it for people who have had antiretroviral treatment. Here in California, the temperature has been in the triple digits, and over the weekend you saw tons of people in San Diego on the beach, not wearing masks, crowded together, and stuff like that's going on all over the country. And it makes me wonder, can we really survive COVID-19? Are we literally too stupid to do something so simple as wearing a mask and keeping some distance? Can we not do that? Apparently not, because we aren't doing it, and our numbers continue to climb. We are dying and continue to die because of a total lack of leadership coming from the top, and because Americans aren't doing the sensible things they need to do to survive this. And because of that, lots of Americans are dying. That's a pretty terrifying prospect. It seems like pseudoscience and misinformation about science reign supreme in the United States. We've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the man who is every day sullying the family name. He has the Children's Health Defense. But he's an anti-vaccine activist. And they're now suing Facebook because Facebook won't allow them to run ads that make the claim that 5G networks cause COVID and that vaccines cause disease. Well, technically they do, but it's such a low level your body can fight it off and make you more resistant in the future. But Robert F. Kennedy, like so many people in this country, is just another crackpot with a megaphone. Unfortunately, in this country, we have a news media that treats the people who are crackpots as just another voice, just another opinion. And they're intent on presenting both sides without coming down on either side, even when one side is dangerously insane and is promoting things that will get people killed. It is true that in the Trump era, the media is getting a little bit better. They're starting to call out things for what they are and stop trying to make everything equivalent. If the Republicans do something bad and they report on it, they got to find something equal that the Democrats have done, even if the Democrats haven't done anything. Right now, the whole world sees America as crazy. And I'm not sure I disagree. We're acting crazy. And it's a kind of crazy that's killing us. Donald Trump has given up on expertise when it comes to this crisis. He's gotten rid of Dr. Fauci pretty much, and certainly has made it clear that he doesn't want to hear what Fauci has to say. And Dr. Birx, who we've talked about before as being overly obsequious and not a very reliable source of leadership or information, even she was too extreme for him because she said something that was true, and that's not okay for this president. You don't tell the truth. So these two top experts, and really I only consider one of them a top expert, they've been sidelined. So he's got to bring in other people to provide him with advice. So sure, why not turn to the MyPillow guy? That would be Mike Lindell. He is the CEO of MyPillow. And you've probably seen the advertisements. What you may not know is that they had to pay a $1 million fine here in California for making ridiculous claims like their pillow can cure fibromyalgia. And their pillows really aren't any better than other pillows. There's nothing sophisticated or amazing about them. They're just filled with different sizes of torn polyurethane fill. Nothing magical or all that special. They're not particularly rated better than any other pillow. And MyPillow gets an F rating from the Better Business Bureau. To be fair, Mike Lindell refers to the Better Business Bureau as the most corrupt organization in the world, but that's Mike Lindell. A lot of people refer to him as just a con man, which makes him perfect for Trump to turn to for advice on COVID-19, for which he has absolutely no experience whatsoever. And his brilliant idea? Oleander. The extract of oleander. Now, there is no reason to believe that it does anything. And yes, oleander is toxic. So the people who run out there and try to self-dose themselves with oleander extract will die. It's not the first time people have gotten sick or died because they tried some wacky crackpot Trump cure. There was an amazing number of people who drank bleach after Trump suggested that. It's insane. Now, there is an actual doctor who is on board the oleander train. His name is Dr. Ben Carson. And at one point, he was a highly respected brain surgeon. Not so much anymore. He doesn't seem like the same man he was, although he was always an extreme narcissist. But now he seems very disconnected from reality. And in fact, someone who was connected to reality wouldn't have taken the job as HUD secretary when they have absolutely no experience whatsoever for the job. Would it surprise you to know that Mike Lindell is an investor in the company that developed the oleander extract? Now, there's no science behind it. They just made an oleander extract. But Trump has said out loud that he wants the FDA to permit it to be marketed as a dietary supplement and possibly approved as a drug to cure COVID-19. There is nothing to show that this does anything at all than have the potential to kill you. This is utter insanity. And we have the President of the United States out pimping a product that hasn't even been properly evaluated. But then again, Trump's been turning his press events into infomercials anyway, in a way we've never seen before. He's actually out there promoting products, using his name, doing endorsements. And these press availabilities, they're not even press availabilities, they're simply campaign events. No distinction between campaign events and events that we as taxpayers pay for. He still uses it to promote his reelection in ways that have never been done before. And certainly an endorsement from Trump isn't worth a can of beans. But it should shock us all to the core to have such a huckster as a president. Republicans aren't talking as much as they were just a week ago about the demon semen doctor that they turned to for COVID advice. Now, this new guy is actually an official coronavirus advisor, and Donald Trump has just put him on the team, kind of putting him up as the main coronavirus advisor. And that would be Dr. Scott Atlas. He's not an expert in diseases or contagious diseases or a surgeon or any of those things you might think would be applicable. He's a radiologist. And not to dismiss the importance of what a radiologist does, but they do not have any expertise or training in dealing with a massive pandemic. Although he was appointed just last week, it looks like he has been advising the president for weeks. And besides being kind of unqualified to advise on this issue, he is also, can you guess? Yes, a crackpot. Trump saw him on Fox News, and he was saying the kind of things that Trump wants to hear. That being concerned about schools reopening is hysteria, and that college sports should open immediately, and you don't need to wear masks. Social distancing just goes spit in their faces. He has said that children under age 18 have essentially no risk of dying, despite all of the children under age 18 who are dying. And he said they almost never transmit the deadly virus, which isn't true at all. He said the reason we're having outbreaks is because of the Black Lives Matter protests and immigrants. So, of course, he checks the racist checkbox. He argues that there is far more harm from the shutdown than from the disease itself. This crackpot is the guy who's replaced Dr. Fauci and is the guy the president listens to. Not that he ever really listened to Fauci. The argument that more people will die from the shutdown than the disease has been pretty well debunked. It's just nonsense. The guy with no expertise in public health or infectious diseases, that's who replaces Fauci. He has the job now because he tells Trump what he wants to hear, despite the fact that what Trump wants to hear is scientifically invalid. I don't have time to go through every crackpot opinion this completely unqualified doctor has, but the bottom line is he's wrong in almost every case, and he's dangerously wrong in some, especially the stuff where, don't worry about it, children are fine, and the stuff about herd immunity where we should just let everybody get sick from this devastating illness that can do horrific damage to you permanently. God save us, because right now it doesn't look like we're saving ourselves.